Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Chill Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, I promised you some diverse topics here this morning. And the first one we're going to start out with is I welcome all of you aboard is something that's so important. There's been a huge demand. To me, it's apolitical. It doesn't matter. We have horrific problems on the roads. We talk about all the losses we have in warfare, in the military, and we tend to in shootings. But we neglect to put emphasis on a lot of what is a problem symptomatic in our society, and that's drunken driving. Joining us is Lawrence Wainer, W-A-I-N-E-R. He's the CEO, CFO, and COO of Blow and Drive Interlock Corporation. It's trading on the OTC bulletin board, and it is... the symbol is BDIC, the OTCQB, and the website. I want to give that out so people who are both interested in the product and from an investor standpoint can go to blowanddrive.com. It's all written out. And Lawrence, welcome. Congratulations. And again, the symbol is BDIC. Congratulations on your remarkable work. Tell us about Blow and Drive Interlock.
Well, good morning, Stu, and thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. Blow and Drive Interlock is basically an offender monitoring solution company. You know, we have spent the last year and a half getting our federal and state certifications in order to become an offender monitoring company and get our product in what is called the conforming product list. With the National Highway Safety Transportation Administration. But, you know, and a little bit beyond that, our device is also has the ability to do in-home monitoring. So it's a fender-based monitoring solution from, you know, inside the vehicle, in the office, at the home, for many different kinds of offenders. It could be somebody on parole, somebody on probation, for, you know, prior drug or DUI convictions, or just somebody who's just been arrested for their first time, you know, drinking and driving. Now, you know, I'm glad you touched on the political part of it. It is very apolitical. It's supported by a wide group of you know, very very intense lobby groups like MAD and the CDC. And if you look at in 2016, you know, many states have enacted either new legislation where they're making it mandatory for first-time offenders, which is really the key to, is to take that first-time offender, have them, you know, put an alcohol ignition interlock device in their vehicle, you know, which has proven to be very, very effective because it really does train the individual. When you've got the thing in your car for a year or 2 years or 3 years, and you're paying every single month for it, you know, it does teach them a lesson, and, you know, they basically can't get anywhere without blowing into this thing to start their vehicle. In addition to that, it does require, you know, it'll randomly go off while the individual is driving, doing what's called rolling retest, you know, to make sure someone's not taking alcohol with them in the vehicle. And it's proven to be extremely effective, which is why many, many states, after, you know, years and years of lobbying to get the legislatures to understand the effectiveness of it, it's finally in a position where this is a great time to become a national provider of offender monitoring solutions. But still, there are only around 20 states that currently have mandatory first-time offender laws. There are some states that have, you know, you may have to get one, but you might have to kill somebody first. So we're hoping to change that in the future, and we continue to work with organizations like MAD and the Centers for Disease Control in order to get the legislature across the country to enact, you know, stricter and mandatory first-time offender rule.
Yeah, I'm blown away by the ignition interlock aspect of it. People say, well, so how is it different? You have to breathe into a breathalyzer. It's before the accident happens, as opposed to somebody driving and weaving and bobbing and hitting people and then taking the breathalyzer. All of that's prevented. What does this impact and the importance of this mean in terms of your future plans for distribution? How far along are you?
Well, we're actually pretty far along. You know, like we do, you know, we spent the last year and a half getting our federal and state certifications, our BDI 747 state-of-the-art breath alcohol ignition interlock device is available in 8 states right now. We have 8 state certifications, and we have many other state applications under review. So we continue to expand. Now, it took us 18 months or even a little bit longer to get our federal certifications. We just started generating revenue in the last 100 days. We did bank $100,000 in revenue over the last 100 days. If you look at our, you know, Q3 financials, it's our first financial where we show revenue. Now, our auditor, because of the lease nature of our business, put $98,000 of that revenue as deferred revenue, but, you know, the money came into the bank. So, but the auditor put it as deferred revenue. So, you know, this year-end financial that we're currently working on should reflect significant revenues that we have now currently from offenders that are paying us on a monthly basis. And we're currently in the works to produce an additional 1,000 units that we have a demand for. We have sold 3 distributorships to date, and our distributors, as well as our own 33 independent service providers, have a tremendous demand for the product. So we're actually in the process of building many more of them, and hope to get you know, tens of thousands of them out there over the next few years.
What's the competitive advantage? When you look around, what competition do you have, and how would you define your competitive advantage if indeed you have it?
Well, actually, you know, in this business, there are very few NHTSA-certified manufacturers who are on the conforming products list. So, and because of the scarlet letter nature of our business, we believe it's been an underserviced market. In other words, we believe our competitors don't treat our customers with respect because of their situation. In other words, it's a mandatory thing. They don't have a lot of choices when it comes to which service provider or manufacturer's equipment they're going to go with. They're, you know, in some court jurisdictions, the judge may demand you use only one provider because he likes the way the data reports. So in this business, it's not so much about being different to your competitor. It's It's more about giving a better customer service experience. And we have a state-of-the-art device. You know, we've spent years in the industry, and when we designed this device, it's got touch screen, it's wireless. We're the, I believe, the only wireless device in the available in the country, which, you know, gives the offender a lot more flexibility. And I know these are things that, you know, are kind of minutiae at this point, but it's a very modern wireless GPS capable, has in-camera capability, which a lot of these older devices do not have. And I know if you're an offender, you don't really want it in your car, but if you're going to have it for a year or two, there are definitely are some features on our state-of-the-art brand-new model that, you know, which allow us to communicate with it wirelessly or over the Internet, which many, you know, devices that are 5 years older or longer just don't have that capability.
All right. I mean, this is I think this is a great technology for people to use. I advise shareholders, and I don't recommend stocks, but take a look at blowanddrive.com. You'll get an investor's kit. All the questions that I didn't ask, in lieu of time here, will be answered by the competent people at Blow and Drive Interlock Corp. It's blowanddrive.com and is spelled out. It's an OTCQB stock. The symbol is BDIC. Lawrence Wehner, thanks for bringing such a valuable story to the airways.
My pleasure, Stu, and thanks for having me.
All right, we're going to move on. Different topic as we continue here this morning. This is Stu Taylor.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
The new year means incredible new deals at Lumber Liquidators, and that means huge savings on the gorgeous hardwood floor you've always wanted. Choose from more than 400 top quality floors and the latest styles, like the classic look of oak. This week, get pre-finished oak from just 99 cents. That's 50% off. Or get the hottest looks in whitewashed flooring. Our new Aspen Breeze white oak laminate is now an unbeatable $189. For a limited time, get 20% off beautiful woodlook tile packages. Great deals on all engineered hardwood and more from just 59 cents. Plus, get special financing. These deals won't last. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Well, right now, you'll get 15% back in Staples rewards on all HP ink and toner, so you'll...
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples, make more happen.
Minimum purchase $60 on HP ink or $200 on HP toner. Offer ends 1/9/16. For details, see store or visit staples.com/rewards.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's winter clearance event. Your chance to get 2015 Gibson guitars at unheard of clearance prices. Check out over 250,000 guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, and more marked down for this event, including all 2015 Gibson USA guitars. Save up to 60% on leftover special buys, demos, open box, and more. Massive savings on brands like Marshall, Fender, Yamaha, and Zildjian. But remember, each location has its own selection, and it's first come, first served. Guitar Center's winter clearance. Now through Sunday, don't miss it.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is Speaker Newt Gingrich, and I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, who does one of the most educational and thoughtful interviews on radio today. It's always interesting to interact with Stu to see where his mind is coming from, and once again, he raised a lot of great issues.
All right, we are back, and very talented author is joining us. She's the author of several books. Her name is Irma Silva. That's S-I-L-V-A, Barbeau, B-A-R-B-E-A-U. And she is the publisher, she is the author for Isabel's Gift, A Story of Giving Love and Discovery. And it is published by Tate Publishing. You can go to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, TakePublishing.com, and get a copy of the book. Irma, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Stu.
All right. Great to have you on. And I know we're gonna focus on Isabel's Gift, the story of giving love and discovery. But I introduced you by saying you were an accomplished author. What else have you written, and is there a common theme in all of your books?
Yes, well, I have two other books. One is The Crown on Her Head. That was released last year. This is a children's picture book, which really is a book about raising children to be very productive, loving member of the family, and also is a quintessential book about developing self-esteem with children as they grow up. This was picture book. And the other book that I wrote also, this was 2005, is called A Sweet Oblation, also published by Tate. And this is a wonderful book that, especially for this times that we're living when children are so indulgent, this is about a book about doing works of charity for other children, how children have the power, they can be empowered to do little things throughout their life, their childhood, with people in their families, in their neighborhoods, in their schools, that empower them to be a force in the society to change things around. This is A Sweet Oblation.
All right, and Christine, the other one is a Crown on Her Head, right?
Yes, A Crown on Her Head is a picture book. That was a...
All right, that's the picture book. And now let's have you focus on Isabel's Gift, the story of giving love and discovery. What was the reasoning behind this book, and for whom is it geared?
Okay, this book, I wanted to talk about this because this is a book, it takes place around Christmas, and we are still in the Christmas season. So I wanted to, the title itself describes what the book is about. It's about giving, it's about love, it's about discovery. It's about failure and redemption as well. The theme is taken from the Bible, the book of Acts, chapter 20, verses 23, that says it's more blessed to give than to receive. But I wrote this book in a time where I had just finished a two-year study on world religions, so I was also influenced by writing one of the books of Deepak Chopra's writings that talked about the intention behind your giving and receiving is most important thing, and the intention should always be to create happiness for the giver and the receiver.
Talk about it, Isabel, the focus in the book, and ultimately what the message is, other than the simplicity, and it's not simplicity in terms of the importance of it, only in terms of the verbiage, the symbolism of giving and receiving, because I believe if you give, you automatically get back.
Well, Sue, if you poop. Can you please raise the volume? I'm having difficulty.
Oh, could you hear what I said?
Yes.
Talk about the significance and the message of this book and the importance of giving and receiving, what other messages are. I had mentioned that receiving is just you get back when you give.
Yes. Yeah, well, the book is about how the character, she's a 10-year-old. She's about envy, discontent, and pride, how that can derail and blind the best of us, and the most innocent of us, the meaning of robbing us of our happiness. So these feelings that we all feel can rob us of our happiness. So the book is about how this innocent child, living in a drought prone and impoverished island off the coast of West Africa, becomes poisoned by discontent, by selfish and self-centeredness, and becomes envious by her friends' things and what appeared to her. Her name is Isabel. Her friends' most privileged life. She misunderstands her mother's explanation of what it means to give and to receive, and more importantly, that Christmas Eve is a night full of grace. That whatever
did you take any of the content of this book from personal experiences with people with whom you have interacted?
Yes, I absolutely. It is a fiction, a historical fiction, because it's based on some of my life experience. But also, in my profession, I travel throughout the world working as a nutritionist to do nutrition planning as a response to natural disasters and man-made disasters and kinds of things like that. So these are issues that the story that I picked up from many, not only from my life, but from many other lives that I came into contact with during my work in developing countries.
What's ahead for you? I mean, I can see plenty of follow-ups to this book as a possibility in terms of values that should be communicated to all of us, really. I was about to say to young people, but to all of us. Is there something around the corner for you?
Excuse me, something around
Are you going to write are there other books coming up for you?
Yes, there's other books coming out from me. One that I'm writing right now, I have four books on the way, but one that I'm writing from is about immigration, actually, because I'm from West Africa. Immigration beginning in 1800 is a historical fiction romance, who takes this family, who focuses on this family whose ancestors had been trying for decades or sometimes centuries to come to the United States. And it involves many sacrifices, many voyages across the seas from West Africa, Cape Verde Islands, to New Bedford during the whaling period to the present time.
Well, so, I want to thank you, a very talented lady, and all of your books getting such acclaim, published by Tate Publishing, Irma Silva Barbeau, specifically focusing today on Isabel's gift story of giving love and discovery. Thanks so much to bring things on an upbeat note here.
Well, thank you very much, Stu.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobedes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobedes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedes now. Call 800-554-4128 and get your free bottle. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-4128. That's 800-554-4128.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio. You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
Jackie Mason talking. You know, I was just talking to Stu Taylor. You know who he is? I'm glad you do, because I don't, but I was just on his show. Why, I don't know. But thank you anyway for whatever it is that he could have done for me, which obviously is not too much.
Okay, welcome back. And very important subject coming up as we get serious here, in a book that is drawing a lot of attention. It's Whose Best Interest? A Fight to Save Two American Kids. The author is Renee Howitt, H-O-W-I-T-T. People say, well, why do you keep spelling the last names? It's because I very often after the show, there's interest and you can only absorb so much. I want you to be able to Google it and get all the information. The book is published by Tate Publishing. You can go to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, TatePublishing.com. Renee, congratulations on writing on such an important subject. It's great to have you with us today.
Well, thank you.
Well, you know, there are so many serious problems, you almost don't know where to begin. But one of them represents really the future of this country, and so much with the values which have declined, our morals which have declined, the breakup of the family unit, where I can remember when families used to sit and have dinner together, the number of people who are having kids out of wedlock. Ultimate result, we've got a serious situation here in foster homes. Tell us about it and what you've talked about in your book.
Well, the book is a personal story. We had two children enter our lives several years ago that we knew at best were being severely neglected, and I had been married for many years, and we had three daughters of our own who at the time were between the ages of 7 and 14, and we sat down as a family and said, look, you know, something needs to be done, and to make a report is one thing, but are we going to be a resource to the state if we make that report, and what that means, what that entails with our family, because if these two children who at the time were 3 and 5 years old come to live with us, everybody's lives are going to change. And our kids needed to be on board with, you know, babysitting duties, and their things would get broke and the house would be loud and they're, you know, wouldn't be sleeping in on Saturdays and Sundays. And so there were things to discuss as a family, and we voted unanimously the call needed to be made. And so I did that. I made the hotline phone call to child welfare and said, look, if you'll investigate this and if you see what we see, we're not saying this is your problem. We're saying we will be a resource to the state, but you have to make it legal. And that began a four-year fight for these children. In that fight, there will be three rounds, and each round we will ultimately have to give the children back to their mom. And so
it's such an odd, because that's part of this part of the story is the difference in how adopted kids are treated, foster children are treated. The emphasis seeming to be on the concept, but it's the poor kids who so often suffer because they're just getting they're getting bounced around back and forth between temporary homes. How do you instill an atmosphere of confidence and trust and love based upon their past experience and from what you've heard in terms of what the book is about? How can that be accomplished?
Well, it's very difficult because I think what most people don't understand about child welfare is that the system is set up to protect children who are not being protected for whatever reason. But the laws are about the adults, and the laws protect the parents. The laws are written to reunify children to their families. So even when there are family members, our neighbors, or a teacher that wants to step to the plate and take children in through the foster care system. The state will help that accomplish that, but by law, the state is mandated to work with the parents so that reunification can happen. And that's the problem. I'm not saying that an effort shouldn't be made towards that, because some people do get better, and most of these people do want to have their children. They just don't understand that what you're doing is not acceptable. And so the question becomes, how long do we allow these parents the time, because the child is growing and they don't get to go back and recover that period of their life? There's no do-overs for the child. And, you know, after having lived with these children for extended periods of time, I can tell you that children who are abused and neglected still love their parents, and they're very loyal to their parents. But children often want things that aren't good for them. And so we, as a community, as a society, and as a state, have to better be able to discern, is this a situation where the parents are never going to change? And that is what we haven't mastered yet. We don't have limits on how many times we're going to try and reunify children to their family. And then ultimately, when we do, the children have reached an age where it's very difficult to find permanency for them because their behavior is so outrageous. And so there are no simple answers to this. But this journey has led me down a path that has helped me to try and create some solutions, because my husband and I are also very much about, you don't just complain. So for those that sit out there and complain about child welfare, well, what is the solution? And the fact is, the system is just totally overwhelmed with these families. And as you said, it's just getting worse when you inject our drug culture, our immaturity, kids in high school, being so sexually active and becoming parents way too young. I mean, all of those things are elements that just keep growing. And so we have this much more large pool of dysfunctional families.
It also becomes an ideological or political issue here in terms of how much rights the state agencies or federal agencies have in controlling the destiny of someone else's kids. In certain instances, kids are taken away justifiably. In others, it's almost like a police state where social services comes in and just takes them back. I don't know what the solution is, but the primary concern, I believe, should be that if the situation is rectifiable and there haven't been any serious indulgences of the law created by the parents, then every effort should be made to restore their kids to the parents.
Yeah, and that is really the way the law is written. And the law is really written to protect all of us. I mean, anybody could accuse any one of us of abusing our children. And so how easy do we want it to be for the government to be able to step in and take our children away? So I understand that, but then it acts as a shield for those who would defend parents who are abusing and neglecting their children. And so it becomes very complicated very quickly. And so, you know, since the release of Whose Best Interest, it opened up a lot of doors for me. I was actually appointed to Missouri's Children's Justice Task Force. And a subcommittee of that committee is a critical event review committee where we actually sit and review the worst cases where a child has died or been so severely injured they'll never fully recover. That's why it's called a critical event. I took it upon myself to get out into our schools and start speaking. And all of those separate journeys sort of helped my brain devise what I believe will be a piece of the solution, and it's getting this nation to understand it. And that would be, we've got to make parenting education and child development education a priority in our schools. I mean, when you look at the list of elective courses that all of our school systems offer, how many of those electives, and I challenge anybody that's listening to Google up their local high school and look at the list of electives that are offered. And as you look at those, even if they're courses that you're passionate about, yourself, how many of these courses can we say that nearly 85% of the kids taking that course will utilize those skills every single day of their life for at least 2 decades? And we can say that about parenting and child development and family relations. And so we've got to evolve in our school systems and understand if we want to fix this, we've got to get out in front of it and start educating our youth on the stresses and the tremendous responsibility of parenting.
The problem is severe. It's a real conundrum, a quagmire. What kind of statistics did you come up with in terms of research? How many kids are in foster homes? How many more should be in? What did you come up with?
Well, the number of children in care in this country sort of
got about 15 seconds.
Okay. It sort of goes up and down. It can hover anywhere between 420 and 520,000 children that are in care. So those are the ones that we know about. But we know that there's probably another 500,000 that should be in care.
All right,
we
on that note, I'm sorry to cut you off. We have to go. Who's best interest?
Your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
The new year means incredible new deals at Lumber Liquidators. And that means huge savings on the gorgeous hardwood floor you've always wanted. Choose from more than 400 top quality floors and the latest styles, like the classic look of oak. This week, get pre-finished oak from just 99 cents. That's 50% off. Or get the hottest looks in whitewashed flooring. Our new Aspen Breeze White Oak Laminate is now an unbeatable $189. For a limited time, get 20% off beautiful woodlook tile packages. Great deals on all engineered hardwood and more from just 59 cents. Plus, get special financing. These deals won't last. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio. Highness, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
This is Senator Jim DeMint from South Carolina. Just letting you know, I always enjoy being with Stu. He's one of the most thoughtful, insightful radio talk show hosts in the country. And believe me, we need folks who know what they're doing right now.
I just want to add a footnote to our last guest in her book, Renee Howitt, the name of the book, Whose Best Interest, A Fight to Save Two American Kids, the emphasis on foster children, and it's available through Tay Publishing. But you, as she indicated, that is Renee, and we didn't have the time to get into it. She said, could you please mention the website about that has videos and changes a parent's perspective on things, and you can go to cope24.com. That's COPE24.com. Yesterday, just to show you and to demonstrate things that I've said, and I begin this by saying the problems with liberal progressives is when you hit them in the face with facts, they deny it. It's like they're on the Kool-Aid. And I've stopped arguing and debating with them. I was surprised with a gentleman who has a very reasonable guy and an acquaintance. I mean, I've known him for years, and we get along great, and he used to write speeches for Ted Kennedy. His name will remain unknown, and I've always admired him for his level-headedness. I still love him. If you're listening, I won't mention your name. I still love you. And we had a little chat in the post office, and the subject came up about since he's been politically oriented for years, and I know him, it's a different situation than meeting somebody new. And I talked about how Obama has done for this country. And he came back and said he's done a great job with the economy. And he said 5% unemployment. And I said, that's just absolutely absurd. It's 10 to 15%. He says, no, it isn't. And I said, 94 million people walking around without jobs, debt up to $18 trillion. 90% of wealth created in the last 7 years has gone to the top 1%. Yeah, you're listening to a conservative say that. A record number of men out of work, 94 million people looking for jobs because they start reporting. I could go on and on. A record high for poverty for women. I sent him a few articles my own personal observations. And the last one I sent, last email, I happened to notice an article in this morning's Boston Globe written by the respected Jeff Jacoby, with whom I've had contact. And he wrote an article on Obama's dismal performance on the economy and virtually backed up everything I said yesterday. So I said, sorry to bug you again, but I emailed that article, and I said, case closed, the defense rests, end of topic. And what bothers me is that people who I have known for years to be level-headed, and I've voted for a Democratic governor or two, and I will take what I think is the best choice out there. And then I talked with someone like him, and he just floored me yesterday. He seems to have always been the voice of reason. And I don't know what the affliction is. And then I ended it with a footnote. When are you going to stop drinking the Kool-Aid? And I think a lot of people right now are befuddled by Donald Trump's performance. And the most outstanding, there are two outstanding, I mean, there are many, but there are two outstanding characteristics about Donald Trump. He's not indebted to anybody. And I love it. He thinks something, he says it. It's not always wise politics, and I can't think of anyone else for whom this strategy has worked, but it's working for him. That's number one. Number two, we don't know what any of these candidates will do if they get in. We just don't know. And so we have to make judgments on what their past experience is and what they say they will do. And I love Donald Trump's approach about putting the best people in office. Talked about Carl Icahn right away, who can handle China. I mean, I love it because you're as good as the people you surround yourself with. People listen to this show and they say, well, you know, he's, boy, that's good or bad, but let's assume it's good. Wow, what a great job. And, you know, you think I'm doing this myself? Money Matters Radio Network, great producers like my dear friend Mike. I won't give out his last name. I don't know if he wants it out. But there are things going around that people aren't aware of. And I understand. And if you surround yourself with the right people and you go to, you think Reagan made all those decisions? And then take a look at the academics who have no experience in the work world and whose ideological bent is so far to the left it's disgusting. And that's what's in the Obama White House. And you see the results? I mean, I don't know how anybody could deny the results and how anybody could deny the fact that Hillary wants to take us to the left of Barack Obama because Bernie Sanders is there and Elizabeth Warren, who is quietly supporting Bernie Sanders, is there. And now we see an interview with Joe Biden with maybe second thoughts about whether he should have come into the race. The only reason I would have probably enjoyed seeing Joe Biden come in is I don't have a very high opinion of Joe Biden. But compared to Hillary Clinton, even though he's Obama's hatchet boy, hatchet man, and Bernie Sanders, I mean, you know, Bernie Sanders is a bright guy. He just happens to be a raving socialist maniac. Now, when I say maniac, I mean his positions are so extreme. I don't mean he should be institutionalized. When I talk about Barack Obama being petulant, pathological, a sociological liar, I don't think Bernie Sanders is a liar. I think he believes what he says. I'd never vote for Bernie Sanders. But there's a difference, big difference between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders and Barack Obama. I don't agree with Bernie Sanders on more than a small handful of things, but I respect what I think is his really devotion to the principle, to principles. And I've always said that I respect that. I don't think Barack Obama in a way does because of his anti-colonial American apologetic stance, socialist Marxist viewpoints being brought up on Saul Alinsky. So, I mean, I think he believes in all of that. But what he and Hillary Clinton stand for, and there's this new movie coming out on Hillary, and I think it'll focus on, you know, kind of the godfather of socialism. He's deceased, but a scary guy, Saul Alinsky, in his book Radical Rules for Radicals. You may see more and more of the population being awakened. I mean, you've got huge turnouts for Donald Trump. People are euphoric. There's a reason. And I hope you all think there's a reason for me coming back tomorrow. And God willing, I'll see you then. This is Stu.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.